In the late 1980s, there was a very funny movie starring John Candy playing Dell and Steve Martin, who played Neil, called Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And there's one particularly funny scene in which Neil and Dell find themselves accidentally entering a highway by driving the wrong way up an exit ramp. And as they cruise along in the darkness of an unlit stretch of highway, unaware of their folly, a car traveling in the same direction across the narrow median blasts its horn to signal them.
Hey!
What's going on?
Joker wants the race.
Don't race, that's ridiculous.
All right, come on, let's go, let's go.
Put your window down!
You want something?
He's probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
He said we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How would he know where we're going? Yeah, how would he know?
Thank you, thanks a lot. Terrific.
Thank you! What a moron.
You're going in the wrong direction! You're going to kill somebody! You're going the wrong way!
What the fuck?
And there you have it, a very funny scene from a very funny movie. But the point I want to make in showing this scene is this. How often, as grace believers, do we find ourselves yelling to our denominational brothers and sisters, "You're going the wrong way"? How often do we confidently explain the clear roadway of right division to them, only to throw our hands up in frustration because they agree and then continue to travel in the opposite direction, into the oncoming traffic of confusion? How often do they diplomatically agree with the verses we present, only to laugh with one another saying, "Aw, they're drunk. How would they know where we're going?" The truth is, the road to them is clear. To them, it's the same pavement, it's the same vehicle, and the same speed that we are traveling. And since we testify the same trust in the finished work of Christ as they do, they see us traveling in the same direction. Therefore, they see no reason for alarm. Just enjoy the ride to heaven and ignore the crazy followers of Pauline doctrine and the gospel of the grace of God. If anyone listening to this message feels that you have to do something in order to secure your salvation, you are going the wrong way. Your salvation is found only by what you have chosen to believe about the finished work of Jesus Christ on your behalf. Paul makes it very clear in his letter to Titus when he wrote, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saves us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost." To believe that you can do anything to save yourself, you will have to ignore the fact that we insist on Scripture as the final authority. Ignore the fact that we believe that our salvation comes by grace alone, through faith alone. Ignore the fact that the Bible tells us that Paul is our pattern to follow Jesus. Ignore the fact that we have nothing to do with the covenant blessings promised to the nation Israel. Ignore that your insistence on water baptism, communion, Lord's Supper, confessions, and any other ceremonial devotions although innocent to you in their consequences, become the very stumbling blocks for new believers in Christ. You would find yourself sarcastically yelling back across the highway median to us, "Okay, thank you, thanks a lot," as the consequences of your spiritual immaturity barrel headlong towards you, and all that share your blindness to a complete understanding of grace. You are our brothers in Christ. You are our sisters. But you are our baby brothers and our baby sisters because you refuse to trust God's word entirely. You don't like to discuss it because you would say it's too personal, when the truth is, you don't want to discuss it because you don't study it. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." The meat is more complete understanding of God's will in your life and in the body of Christ, which is the only church operating today. Understand that either through tradition, false teachings, bad choices, or lack of effort, you have wound up on the right road, but the wrong direction. First pull over and stop. Then turn around. In your glove compartment is a map. It's called the King James Bible. Don't just read it. Study it. Study it with a spiritually mature brother or sister in Christ, one that can teach you what Paul means in his second letter to Timothy when he wrote, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The criteria should always be that God is not the author of confusion. Learn what is the significance between the prophetic plan for Israel, which is yet to be fulfilled, and the mystery plan for you and I today. God will reveal His will in your life through His words only, not through any man's thoughts, philosophy, or opinions. Find a fellowship with a teacher that will never give just an opinion. Find a fellowship that welcomes you, not because they like you or you feel comfortable with them, but one that believes what the Bible says unconditionally. What you will discover is that God offers His grace to all mankind unconditionally. But He would desire that when you do see the simplicity of His grace, that you will be willing to yell with me to others, "You're going the wrong way."